sailed from Lauderdale down to Key Largo. Crossed the Gulf on a fast sloop, and I sailed the Abacos. As a kid, I read Contiki, and now all the pirate books too. There's just so many places on my list to see. I'm going crazy just trying to choose.
Hello, friends. This is not really a new episode of Blame It on Buffett because it's not actually an episode. I just wanted to check in to let you know that I am still here. I'm still trying to make this podcast happen. I've had many delays. As you may or may not know, if you listen to last episodes, I recorded those all three of those in person. I have not yet to record an online episode where my guest is somewhere other than in the same room with me. I've had other podcasts in the past, and we did do online episodes, but for this one, I was trying to use, well, first I tried to use the host program that I'm using to host the episode to record. They have a distance recording feature, and the audio got all screwed up, so I couldn't release that episode that I recorded last week, which was super disappointing because I had an awesome guest. And then tonight I wanted to record another episode for you, using the audio recording app that I used to use back in my podcasting days from like 2 years ago, but it appears that is not working right now or anymore either. So it's just a little disheartening, since I'm just trying to do this podcast for fun and it's supposed to be like a good time and not a giant technological struggle. But I'm not going to give up. I want to keep going. So I'm going to find a new app to use to record. I know I could use Skype or Zoom or something, but really the audio quality on those is pretty bad compared to some of the options out there. I just haven't used the other options before. So I'm going to have to do some research and figure out what I want to do. But I just wanted to post this to say that I'm still here. I'm still trying to do this. I know I don't have like a ton of listeners or anything, but you know, if you do like a podcast and there's no episodes that come out for months, you sort of sometimes stop listening or stop looking for if there are new episodes. And I just wanted to let anyone that is listening know that there will still be a podcast. It's still coming. Things have just been pretty crazy right now, what with quarantine and all of that, Corona, COVID situation. I don't know how everyone's doing. I hope you're all doing all right. I'm haven't left my house in, I don't even know, like a month, 3-4 weeks. I mean, like I've been outside, but I haven't been anywhere besides walking around my neighborhood. So that's where I'm at right now. And I'm still working full time. I just am working from home, so I don't have a lot of extra time to dedicate to this. I'm not just, you know, it's not like I just am sitting home all the time with nothing to do, in which case I probably would have gotten this shit figured out like 3 weeks ago. But I'm still working full time, which takes a lot of energy, especially in this current situation, you know, with things just being so weird and different and everything is just not normal. So yeah, that's why I haven't released an episode in a while. I really didn't want to worry about releasing this podcast on a regular schedule because once again, I just sort of wanted it to be fun and lighthearted and something for me to do in my spare time, kind of a creative outlet and not an obligation, as if you've ever had a podcast or other thing that you produce for free. It kind of, if you're not really having fun and you're not getting paid, then it sort of becomes an obligation. And then that makes you not really want to do it anymore. And I didn't want that to happen with this podcast. It kind of is feeling that way now just because I can't get anything to go right. I guess nothing is really going right in the world at the moment anyway. So it's kind of par for the course there. But yeah, I guess even though I didn't want to have to release on a regular schedule, I still don't want to just go like months without any word on where I'm at and what's happening with the podcast. I want people to be able to know that hopefully something is coming. And yeah, I just have been, besides work, you know, just hanging out and, drinking a lot of beverages. I don't know if anybody else is doing that, but, I definitely have been living my best, you know, tropical vacation life, but at home I bought all the ingredients to make painkillers, which I haven't done yet. I just got that this weekend. But that should be a fun thing to do. I'm listening to a ton of music. Anyone who's listening to this doesn't know, and I'm not sure how you would not know this, but if you don't know, there are a ton of, trap rock musicians, really every kind of musician out there right now doing live online virtual shows. This has hit them pretty hard, and you know, not being able to tour and not being able to do shows and get paid. So everyone is doing online shows, which is amazing. They all have online ways you can tip them. So if you watch those and you can, I know things are hard for people right now, you know, please throw some dollars at them. But yeah, so I've been watching a lot of music online, which is awesome. I mean, obviously I could be listening to these people's albums. Like I own a lot of the albums and, but you know, there's just something fun about being able to see the performer and like watch them doing it live. Like you can still engage, you can write comments. It's on pretty much all on Facebook. You can write comments, do all of that. So that's a really great time. If you haven't checked that out, there are a bunch on Facebook. You can follow your favorite musicians and they'll post about it. I know Radio Trap Rock and a bunch of the different outlets are pretty much always posting new upcoming shows. Pirates and Poets is hosting musical showcases where they get several different musicians on every week. So yeah, just go follow any of the musicians that you like, and watch some of their shows. Sometimes you'll get introduced to new musicians, which is cool. I've watched a couple of the showcases and seen, and just through link sharing and all of that, seen a few musicians that I had never really seen before. Like I'd heard of them and maybe I'd heard some of their music, but I had never seen them live necessarily, live. So that was really cool. So that's a thing to do, right now, help support your musicians, your friends who are getting hit by this, staying home and not being able to go out and do their shows. This was not intended to be a plug for that, but now it is. You should go and you should check out everyone. They're awesome. They are out there doing their thing, keeping on keeping on like we all can do right now, hopefully. You know, those of you who do have some extra time, I know this is, having a lot of free time is sort of both a, you know, blessing and a curse. It's like, oh, I could be doing so many things, but then if you aren't doing those things, you sort of feel bad, like, oh, but I have all this free time, like I should be doing so much more with this. But really, we're all in such a weird place, you know. Don't feel pressured to do anything out of the normal. Like I'm trying to learn ukulele right now, but I was already trying to do that before this. You know, don't put any extra pressure on yourself. But if you do feel the drive, you know, to try something new, this is a great time to do that. You can, you know, learn a musical instrument or pick up a new hobby, crafting, art. There's tons of stuff you can do at home. That's just a fun, creative outlet to occupy your time. So I hope if you are in the right place, you're trying some new things, let me know if you've started doing anything new or, you know, really liked any particular things that you're doing during this time. I know everybody's just you know, at home, and this isn't even a real episode, but, you know, engage with me if you want. Like, let me know, like, what you're up to. Are you watching tons of movies? Like, what are you, some things you'd recommend? Movies, TV shows, new hobbies, musicians that I might not have heard before. Like, I want to hear what everybody is doing right now. It's nice to connect since we're all sort of in a place where we can't do that as well. I'm pretty much a natural introvert, so it's actually not that hard for me to just stay home all the time and not like go out and engage and hang out with people. But that doesn't mean that like I don't want to, you know, it doesn't mean like I hate it. It just means that I'm not really going through withdrawals of like, oh no, I can't go do whatever. For the most part, like I do miss like going to house concerts, hanging out with my Parrothead Club friends, just low key, you know, and then traveling. Of course, I was supposed to go to New Orleans for work, which was going to be, there was going to be a whole episode about that. And that, of course, did not happen. The trip got canceled. That was sort of at the beginning of, more toward the beginning of all of this. And, you know, I have other upcoming trips that I foresee probably also getting canceled. And it's hard. I kind of had this show planned out about what I was going to do, what episodes I was going to do, how I was going to do it. And all of that has kind of gone out the window. So I hope you will bear with me. And I hope you will, if you've liked the first few episodes, don't forget me. I'll do my best to try and bring you some content soon. I have the episode that got ruined, which I'm really sad about, but whatever, we just have to move on. Was with my friend Shannon. I posted her social media on my social media. So if you follow me on Instagram or Twitter, which you can do at Blame Buffett Pod on both Instagram and Twitter. She and I had recorded an episode about her sort of dream trip that she was like her big thing that she really wanted to do was go to the Bahamas and go to Pig Beach, which is the beach where you can swim with the pigs on Sanyal Key. And she got to do it. And so we have a mutual love of tropical vacation. So we talked all about that. And it was just, it was so nice. I knew her from something else and hadn't talked to her in a while. So it was just really nice to get to chat with her. So even though I won't be able to publish that podcast, at least it was super nice catching up with her. But yeah, so that was the last episode last week that was going to go up. And then tonight I was hoping to record an episode with a friend of mine who is just an amazing cocktail artist, bartender. She just makes like super delicious cocktails. And we were going to talk about some tropical drinks, you know, making some cocktails, maybe have some recipes. So hopefully that will still happen. I just need to figure out how I'm going to record it since everything has been letting me down lately. You'd think that Mercury was in retrograde or something, but it isn't anymore. It's just Corona has infected my, all of my electronics, I think, or the internet or something. And yeah, so hopefully that episode will still be coming up. And I'd like to, I have some other ideas for episodes that I want to record, but they're all obviously, you know, distant. So I just need to figure out what I'm going to do for that. And how I'm going to do that. I just want to bring you guys, especially because like the last couple in-person episodes, because, you know, just recording in a big room on my phone is like not the best audio quality for these distance episodes. I was really hoping to bring a little bit better audio quality to those. So I'll just use Zoom or Skype or whatever if I have to, but I have some other leads on some programs that I might use instead. So I'm going to investigate those and hopefully have an episode for you soon. I'm hoping by maybe next week, since I didn't get to record tonight, since I still have to work my regular job. probably do it next weekend. But so yeah, I have that upcoming. But if there are any episodes you would like to hear, like subjects you'd like to hear about, ideas for guests, please, please let me know. You can tag me on social media. You can send an email to my email address, which is blameitonbuffettpodcast@gmail.com. I'd really love to hear your suggestions or if there's anything specific that you really want to hear about. I'm happy to try to contact whoever. I mean, maybe not Jimmy Buffett. He's probably not going to respond, but, the loose nature of this podcast means like, it doesn't even really have to do with Jimmy Buffett, as long as it can kind of be vaguely tied to that. Like, is it about drinks? Is it about the beach? Is it about tropical vacations? Is it about the ocean? Is it about, ocean conservation? Is it about nonprofits or helping people, Parrothead stuff, other live music, or, singer-songwriters, musicians? These are all fair game. Like, just really anything that can be remotely tied back to sort of a Jimmy Buffett lifestyle, I'm happy to talk about. I don't really want to be reined into. There's already, some good, Jimmy Buffett-focused podcasts out there, so I don't need to just do the same thing that they're doing. So I really want to just do anything that seems fun and that comes up. So if you have any ideas for topics or for your guests, please let me know. I will do my best to work them in. Like I said, I have some other episodes in the works. I just need to get this, get the recording part figured out, and I will hopefully be coming back to you with a real episode and not this rambly bullshit super soon. Thank you so much for listening. If you've listened this far, there is no guest today. So hopefully you weren't listening to all this hoping for an interview. Did I say that at the beginning? I don't know. Please let me know your thoughts, how you're doing, recommendations, anything you want to send at me. I'm happy to hear it. Follow me on the social medias that I already said. You can look me up on Facebook. It's Blame It on Buffett podcast, and follow me there. I just want to hear from you guys. So until I come to you with a real episode next time, I hope that you are doing as well as you can be doing right now, and that you are getting by, and we will talk to you soon. Blame it on Buffett. He was my hero.